From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Ambulances and government buses began evacuating wounded people and other civilians from the last rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo Thursday. The evacuation is part of a new three-day ceasefire. Evacuees will eventually make it to another rebel-held part of the province. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country is also prepared to accept evacuees from Aleppo. Activists and local medical officials say pro-government forces fired on one ambulance, wounding at least three people. That's Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. He called what he terms the liberation of Aleppo a major historic moment. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke to reporters.
But I'm going to certainly focus on the anger and the anguish that everybody feels, or most people feel, about the continued relentless and inexcusable attacks that have been directed at the civilian population in Aleppo.
John Kerry with the U.S. reaction. Leaders of the European Union met in Brussels Thursday. They discussed sanctions against Russia because of its activities in Ukraine, Europe's migrant crisis, and Britain's decision to leave the EU. At the meeting, EU leaders agreed to a compromise with representatives from the Netherlands that will allow increased cooperation and trade with Ukraine. Mark Rutte is the Dutch Prime Minister.
It wasn't easy, it wasn't pleasant. It's necessary because it ensures that the European Union can continue to form a united front against destabilizing Russian foreign policy.
The Netherlands is the only country that had not ratified the so-called association agreement. This is VOA News.